Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio. On WGR.
Okay, well, in the last several minutes, we have this news of the Bills claiming veteran cornerback Darius Slay off waivers from Pittsburgh. He was released by the Steelers yesterday and claimed by the Bills today. Sal has a tweet on it, how he's going to go right to the roster. And, I mean, it kind of doesn't take much analysis to sort of assume here that it wasn't going well in Pittsburgh. It's not like the Steelers are out of it. I mean, they're on the hook for money and they're right. Still waiving an accomplished player who's coming up on 35 years old. Sal with us now on the West Herr hotline. Any better read on this than this is the Bills? Once again, they've done plenty of this at receiver for one position, kind of why not? Experience, depth, et cetera.
Yeah, no, that's all I can get on this one, guys. I think this is surprising to me. I did not see this one coming. Brandon Cooks being out there, you're not surprised, right? You could see, okay, maybe the Bills would want to do something like that. This was not an area where I felt that they wanted to or needed to go out and fortify a little bit, but obviously they feel differently. So what's the reasoning for that? Good question. Max Harrison's been playing well when he's been in the game, but he only played 13 snaps last week. Sean McDermott said that's kind of how the game went and flowed. I think Tre'Davious White, part of the reason for that is I think White's been playing well, and he did play well last week. Obviously, Christian Benford, he's having a really good year now and was just named AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Jamarcus Ingram is on the 53-man roster. He provides more special teams help. I mean, I don't see Darius Slay as a special teams guy at this point in his career.
Right.
And then you have Taron Johnson and Cam Lewis, obviously. So what I would say is, to me, this reads more like you said, depth, to have options. Because if your pass rush is going to be compromised, the best way to try to atone for that or help make up for that would be as good as you can be on the back end. You might want to fortify your depth there. I think that's what I have for you right now.
Right. Well, will there be, I would imagine there's got to be a corresponding move of some kind, right? So yes. I wonder who that will be. Like Ingram has that special teams piece. And maybe, he and Lewis, really, from the guys in the secondary, Hancock, too, sure. I wonder who's vulnerable there.
Could somebody go to IR?
Yes.
That could be a move, right?
Right, but it doesn't have to be somebody from that position, obviously,
right? Right.
It could be Joshua Palmer, who is, once again, dealing with an injury that Sean McDermott said his body just can't get to where it needs to be at this point, right? If you just want to go down that road. Could it be one of the offensive linemen? They actually have now 10 offensive linemen. We count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They've been carrying 9 all year, but because they activated Tylon Grable, they now have 10. Is there someone there? I don't know who would be a candidate necessarily. I would say, though, they are a little thick right now at defensive tackle, believe it or not. They have six on the roster, and that includes Fedarian Mathis and Jordan Phillips, along with Daquan Jones, Deion Walker, Larry Ogunjobi, and TJ Sanders. That would be an area that I would look and say, maybe that's a spot where you are going to look at.
Okay, well, we'll see what comes. Maybe it'll be probably soon, right, Sal? I mean, if they've added this player, they
get
a
day. They get a day, yeah. So by tomorrow, I think you get a one-day grace period to be able to do that.
Okay. Hey, by the way, and, you know, if you can keep this short, that's probably good. Mm-hmm. But we were talking 2 hours ago about Deshaun Watson having had his practice window opened by the Browns, and that completely, like, stunned me. I didn't know that when Bulldog told me about it. And I was trying to do the math, or not the math, but, like, the logic on when that happens in terms of, like, when the physical happens. I think it should probably be that you pass the physical before this, you know, so-called window opens. Would that be right?
Oh, sure. I mean, they're not going to put him on – they're not going to open his window and use one of their IR to return unless he's ready to practice. And you can't practice unless they're physically able to practice.
Okay, good.
So that's not going to happen. So he's practicing now with the team. I mean, that's what he's doing. So they wouldn't do that if he wasn't correct and right to be able to do that. So now, because it's December 3rd, that goes 21 days. That gets you to December 24th. So – technically, he could be activated to the active roster after the Bills play the Browns on December 21st.
Or also before.
And if he is, and I think you guys touched on this when I was driving back from the stadium, I was listening, they could also put him on the active roster but not play him. Right? He doesn't have to actually be on the field as the starting quarterback or even the backup. He could be the number three guy or whatever. But he needs to be on the 53-man roster by December 24th. Or else he goes back to IR for the rest of the year.
Okay. And a team would not have, like, a, if you will, legal obligation to activate a player in this way just because he's healthy, right? Somebody could be healthy and ready, but the team doesn't have plans for them, so they would just leave him over there in the IR. Like that. This isn't something that has to happen.
That is correct. So last year, 2 years ago maybe it was, the Bills did this with wasn't Isaiah Hodgins, actually. Now I'm thinking of who it was. It was a receiver they had on the roster. I can't, maybe it was Isaiah Hodgins. Anyway, towards the end of the year, they put him on the IR to return, but he never came back. Just practiced for 3 weeks, and then they put him back on IR. That's okay. I think they just wanted to get him some reps and practice and see what he looked like. And my apologies, it might not have been Hodgins. It was last year. It was somebody. But either way, that happened. Now, I will say this, Mike, okay? If a player is healthy enough to play and a team goes through this process that we're talking about and puts them on IR, the agent could file a grievance with the team and say, you need to release him then to give an injury settlement. So you could go down that road. That would be up to the agent and the player, depending on how they want to do that and how the money is handled. But he has guaranteed money and all that, so I don't know if you would do that in this situation anyway.
Okay, good. Thank you for clearing some of that up. The Bills injury list today, Dalton Kincaid is limited, but now has a knee added to his status here. I want to know what you think this adds up to, if you can know. And then also hear you talk about, like, his importance going forward. We've sort of had this vibe that they need Kincaid, as he was, you know, coming on before he got hurt in Miami. And they did lose the game in between, but they've had a couple of easy wins here, running the ball great. I don't know how much you might think they'd intend to lean on Kincaid when he is ready.
So let me just make sure everybody understands that today the media was not allowed to watch any practice like we normally would be able to because they held a walkthrough. When they have a walkthrough, there's no media that's allowed to watch. My suspicion is they're going to do walkthroughs every Wednesday now. They usually have done that the last few years, every Wednesday leading into a Sunday game in December. It's just because it's late in the year and you're backing off on players' bodies and trying to get everybody, you know, keep everybody as fresh as possible. The reason I say that is because I didn't see Dalton Kincaid do anything in practice. He's listed as limited, and you have to also remember that when it's a walkthrough, it's an estimation of what they would have done if they were having a full practice.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. He had had the hamstring, which is why he's missed three games, and now he's got the knee injury also listed. Remember, Dalton Kincaid has had knee issues going back to last year when he had the knee injury, and then this year even to start the year. So I don't know exactly, you know, what the severity is, but it could very well be before he gets back on the field, they want to make sure everything's good in all ways. So let's just, you know, make sure with the knee, make sure with the hamstring. Okay, we're going to work on the knee a little bit. also could mean that something's bothering him in his knee. And that's probably likely the case, considering he's on the injury report with that. But it doesn't have to be anything major, but it also probably isn't something to just kind of wash away. And it is something to monitor. That being said, he is limited today. And that's a good sign for a Wednesday leading into a Sunday game. And we'll see where it goes. Now, as far as the game this week against the Cincinnati Bengals, did you guys have... Did you get Justin? Oh, thank you. My buddy Mike just texted me. You might have heard that. Justin Shorter was the guy they did that with.
I was
going to
say Justin Shorter, but I didn't want to just throw darts.
I was also going to say Justin.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Shout out to my buddy Mike who texted me.
All right, Mike, way to go.
I was thinking Shavers, but they have the same letters.
Yeah, Justin Shorter. They actually brought him back. I had a return, and then he never actually played. He like was only on there for 3 weeks.
It's tough when they're all six letter first names, seven letter last names.
Oh, there you are with the numbers of letters again. Did you guys have Joe Goodberry on yet?
Yeah, we did. 4 o'clock today.
Did he mention about the tight ends against the Bengals? Did he go through
No,
this
we
all?
Did not get into that.
Okay. Glad he didn't, because he was on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo with Matt Bove and I as well, and me, and you can go listen to that. And he said something astonishing to me. Like, he said they went through he went through the numbers, and the Cincinnati Bengals are giving up, I want to get this number right, about 250 more yards against tight end compared to the second worst team in the league this year. That's how many more yards. Like, you take all the games combined, the number of yards tight ends have gained against each team, the Bengals have the most yards gained by a tight end against them by 250 to the next team. It's incredible. So, I think Dalton Kincaid would be a really, really big, massive boost for them this weekend.
Bulldog knows one game where that was true, that Steeler night game.
Yes.
He won all the money on Darnell Washington and Freiermuth.
Yep.
Colston Loveland lit him up late in that Bears game. We've talked about this before, and I think a lot of that is who you play. But they haven't played the Raiders or the Cardinals. They will play the Cardinals. But those are McBride is maybe threatening records. So, all right, well. What do I do with that? Is it Latu season if Kincaid can't play?
Right.
What do I want to do with that?
He's out of elevations.
Oh, he's out?
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing. Like, they brought him up three times, so the only way that guy plays from now on is if they sign him to the 53-man roster.
And you don't see that happening.
And that's another roster move you'd have to make. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to keep shuffling like that. Well, I mean, I'm very discouraged to hear that there's another designation there, like the hamstring / knee with Kincaid, because, the summer started with, like, the second day or third day of practice. You're like, oh, Kincaid, soreness. Like, oh, no. You know, we're picking up right where we left off last year, where he just isn't going to get his legs right. And then, there's been in and out, but, man, when he's on the field, he's been so effective for them. And I do think moving forward, I don't know necessarily this Sunday. I mean, every game here matters. If you're still thinking about the single-digit percentage chance you have of tracking New England down or just securing the best wild card spot you have, you want to win as many of these games as you can. But you also, I think, want to make sure, I'm thinking about Bosa for this too. I did not mind at all hearing that he's week to week, as long as it's not a month, mm-hmm, because we joked around in the summer, bubble wrap this guy till January. Well, we made it to December, and he played them all, right? Has he missed any games? He's had the arm, the wrist problem, but he's played through that largely. I think it hampered him, but he still got through it. I'm at a point now where it's like, okay, just put him on ice for a couple of weeks. I mean, I'd like to have my best, best team on the field, especially next week in New England, but I need Bosa for January, and so don't push through the hamstring injury.
I don't disagree with you, and I think that they have shown this year they're playing more of the long game on these things. I mean, I think Kincaid's a perfect example. He's missed three games with a hamstring injury, and he actually practiced a little bit last week. How about Joshua Palmer, who practiced a little bit and didn't come back? How about Taron Johnson, who practiced a little bit and didn't come back a few weeks before that? Mm-hmm. The Bills have shown that they're going to try to keep everybody as healthy as possible as they get towards a stretch run. The only, upsetting part about that is they've lost ground. And I'm not saying it's because of that, but if you would have had a full complement of players, you never know if a game goes your way in Houston or a game goes your way in Atlanta that they don't wind up getting. And now they're in this situation where they're obviously behind the Patriots, and it doesn't look like they're going to catch the Patriots. So, at the end of the day, you want to be as healthy as possible going into the playoffs. I wish we all knew what would happen over the next 2 weeks between the Bills and Bengals and Patriots. And if the Bills win this game and then beat the Patriots, and I know Mike made the point earlier, he's right, the Patriots still have to lose a division game on top of it. But if you're still chasing and you're still there, I think that becomes a bit of a different, you know, kind of tone of how you want to present yourself the last couple of games heading into the playoffs. Because if you're not going to be the division, if you're not going to be the number one seed, as you guys know, you got to play three games in a row to get to the Super Bowl. And it might likely mean three games on the road, but that's different than having that week off. So if you get to week 18 and you know your scenario and you can back off on players, then, you know, you do it.
Yep.
And if you even know before that, you might do it even before that.
Yes. It's ironic, I think, compared with last year, you were chasing for the one and there was like no time to rest. I mean, you had to, until week 18, you had to just go all out for that. And then we came out of the season going, it's even more obvious how important it is to get that bye, because, I mean, we saw the Bills kind of break down a little bit. They still did win two playoff games. Here, what's ironic is, like, you might not have a realistic shot at that, but your playoff odds are so good that you can go, perhaps it'll come to the point where you can go a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think this is mostly just something to talk about than something that actually is within a team, because they're not going to rest healthy starters. Like, they never do that until the last game,
right?
Especially if they haven't clinched. And, you know, there's a path where they wouldn't make it, so we're not going to take Cincinnati lightly in this way or anything. But last year, you were sort of trapped in this race that ended up being unwinnable with Kansas City, and it was costly. And here, you could look at it kind of the opposite way.
Yeah, totally understand. I just think this is such a weird year, like, where you look at the standings and you see where you are and know that, okay, it's not just the Bills that, like, they're not going to maybe win the division and get the one seed, but look at the teams that are going to win the division this year, right? And it's so flip-flopped.
Yep.
I mean, you have a year here, people have talked about it. You might not get Kansas City, Baltimore, or Cincinnati. You know, Baltimore's tracking where they probably have a better chance in Pittsburgh to get in. But, man, it's kind of wild that I think the 5, 6, or 7, I heard your discussion earlier. I liked it. We had the same discussion. I asked Matt Bove in a different way than you did to Bulldog Mike. I said, if I gave you the choice between at Houston, at Jacksonville, or at Indy, like, what would you choose? Or even Denver and New England, we talked about, like, I don't know. Are you really that scared about any of them? Or Baltimore was one of them. My point, what I'm making though, is I think Houston would at this point be the team I wouldn't want to go to, where Baltimore doesn't seem right now, right? Where, yeah, that's a bad matchup for the Bills, but it's not like you're deathly afraid as much as you might have used to. And then the other ones are all, okay, I'll take my chances. I'll roll into Indy. I'll roll into Jacksonville. I'll go to Denver and Mile High if I have to. Mm-hmm. Like, why not? I'll go to New England.
I feel this is interesting to me because I'm usually so the other way. I just have no fear of the Ravens. And it's still 5 more games, and maybe they just sort of get sharp.
That's what always, I'm kind of banking on when I say I don't want to play them.
There's always big injuries. There's always drama. Henry older. Jackson maybe a little bit broken. I don't know. They've proven when they're right to be kind of a playoff flop. And so okay. I think any of the story of the AFC might end up being like the AFC South, because these are all teams that we tend to sleep on. Houston can look dangerous with that defense. I think Indianapolis is the weakest of the three, but they've also got the rushing leader, and there's a team there. And I don't know, Jacksonville has upside. I think Jacksonville, I mean, it's Jacksonville though. But
I'll say this. I think, guys, that matchup-wise, I think Houston and Baltimore are tough for the Bills, right, for different reasons. Houston because of the way they play defense, Baltimore because of the way they play offense. Okay, I think matchup-wise. I agree with you, Mike, that I'm not saying I'm not afraid at all of Baltimore, but they just don't look like the same team. And the Bills showed that if they really want to shut down Derrick Henry, they can pretty much devote population and people to do that like they did in the playoffs last year and hope that the Ravens make mistakes. And they did that. So, again, I'm not saying the Bills will go there and win. But all the other teams we're talking about, if the Bills went to any of those teams in the playoffs, New England, Denver, Jacksonville, Indy, I think those teams still have to play like really kind of either flawless football on their end or hope the Bills give them the game. Because the Bills are the better team. And I think, and that's what's hurt the Bills this year. The Bills played New England. I had this same discussion with a few media members today. We were talking about the Patriots. The Bills, the Patriots played a perfect game against the Bills. The Bills gave them the ball twice, and the Patriots still had to win the game on a late field goal at the end. Like, I think the Bills are still the better team than the Patriots. I know I'm sound crazy sitting here saying this, looking at the record, but the fact is, like, that's how that game went. They had to have a perfect game played and hope the Bills gave them mistakes, and that's what happened.
Yeah, they have. I mean, New England, they deserve credit. The quarterback is coming. I mean, he's the MVP maybe, right? It looks great. The coach has got a nice resume, and they've surprised everyone. They also have played maybe a historically easy schedule.
That's right.
The way it's all shaken out. I mean, yeah. So there is that. That's why next Sunday is so, I think, in focus. Not to look past the Bengals, but if you're right, and I'm inclined to agree with you, I think the Bills are the better team still, even though New England is in front of them like they are. But they got to prove it next Sunday.
Yep.
I mean, there's no getting around it.
And to all that talk about like how hard to push, if the Bills lose next Sunday, that's it.
The division's over.
There's three games after that, and it's all for jockeying wild cards spots that we may or may not even really care about, which would be sort of a bummer way to end the season. But they'd have even whatever happens against Cincinnati, they have to beat the Patriots to have a chance at first place. That's correct, isn't it?
Yeah, and the reason why the Bills are in this situation and the reason they lost to the Patriots because they've given the ball away this year. Then you can't do that. And they haven't taken away as much. So they could go to New England and still play a better game, but if they give the ball away, then New England's going to beat them. I mean, that's just because New England is, you know, playing that kind of football where they take advantage of those kinds of mistakes from you. And by the way, for everybody who has been asking for the last several weeks, we know now the game is not being flexed. It's 1 p.m. on Sunday, a week from Sunday in New England.
Well, since 1979 came up earlier, no matter how bad you do with turnovers, you'll never be as bad as the Super Bowl champion 1979 Steelers with their 52 turnovers. What did the Bills have last year? 6? My favorite football stat.
That's amazing.
Including the playoffs, incredible. They turned the ball over 60 times and are considered one of the all-time best teams. It might have been on purpose. 60 turnovers.
Oh my God.
79.
Because they wanted to play defense so badly because they had the steel curtain. That's the show, right? You go to the game. The show is the defense. Give the other team the ball, Terry.
Right. That's right. Just let's make it interesting here.
Amazing.
Like you're playing basketball against a little kid or something. You just sort of give him a couple layups.
Yeah.
It's amazing. All right. Thank you, Sal.
You got it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. His appearances are brought to you by New York's only outlet, Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
They took it away 48 times. What was going on in this sport then? I just can't process the turnover numbers from the late 70s.
No.
Because there wasn't supposed to be any passing, right? There was
no, but that's the big part of it. I'll bet the interceptions are. I mean, fumbles,
26,
whatever. Right? The quarterbacks. I remember, you know, that era, looking at the stats in the paper, and any guy who had even one more touchdown pass than interception was like, that's pretty good. And I mean, like 20 would be 20 touchdowns, 19 interceptions. Okay, you got to take that.
Incredible.
It's just amazing. Right.
Didn't coaches – who's responsible for – we've got to start spreading the word turnovers are bad. We got to fix this. Who was responsible for that? It's not Chuck Knoll, apparently.
No, but that era is why I think probably – I don't know when – well, when you throw the ball, three things are going to happen, and two of them are bad. Like, I'll bet the 70s had a lot to do with that.
Must have. I can't take my eyes off the 79 stats. I will. 803-0550. Your thoughts on the AFC playoff picture. Bills and Bengals Sunday at 1. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. The Sabres are in Philadelphia pregame in just over an hour here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
They need the Steelers and Ravens to split. So it really doesn't matter who wins. It really doesn't matter too much this week, but they have to split. And the Bengals have to beat the Ravens in the following week after the Bills. They could actually lose to the Bills, be 4-9, and still not really lose much space in this run. They have to win out. But even if they beat the Bills and lose to the Ravens, then it's pretty much done for them.
Joe Goodberry, our favorite Bengals analyst, happens to live here in Western New York, joining us earlier today. If you missed it, check it out on the Odyssey app at 4 o'clock Eastern, if that helps you find it. Went until about 4:24. Time's approximate. It has been confirmed by the ESPN playoff machine that, and I think we've all seen this, that even if the Patriots lose to the Bills and the Ravens in weeks 15 and 16, they still will win the AFC East if they win the games after that against the Jets at New York and then the Dolphins in New England. So all they have to do.
They need three losses. One of them against us, one of them against the Jets or the Dolphins.
I think they could beat Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
And still, the Bills could pass them.
Right, okay.
If they lose a division game, I can.
Right. No, you're right. Yeah, because they get to four losses, and one of them is.
If they lose to the Jets instead of the Ravens, the Bills can have them.
Okay.
And I imagine that's true of the Dolphins game, too. I'm doing this as we speak on the fabulous ESPN playoff machine. That is correct. Either a loss to the Jets or the Dolphins by the Patriots in those final 2 weeks would open the door, regardless of how they do
right
against Baltimore.
In case anyone's wondering, I don't want to muddy the waters even more, but I've heard some wondering, why is everyone so down on the division? Weren't they three down with five to go against Miami a couple of years ago? And that's right, they were. But what they had in their pocket was, Miami, of course, I don't think New England's going to collapse like Miami did. I think they're just a better team, more well-coached, whatever, better quarterback. But the Bills beat them in the first meeting. So you had a scenario where you could get to, all you had to do was tie them, and you'd have them if you beat them. And the Bills do not have, they need this help, like we're talking about here. They need the Patriots to lose another division game if they end up in a draw. And so that is a big part of why I think, you know, I'm looking at it, trying to be objective about it. Like, I don't like my chances of that happening. I mean, it's nice that Miami and the Jets, they've won a couple. Like, they're a little, you know, they're looking a little better.
Miami?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But still, I just think it's very unlikely. But whatever, it's still possible. It's just not to me as likely as Miami was, and that didn't really at sitting three behind them with five to go. I don't think I like their chances then. But you got a couple of results. The Bills, you know, I've run the table, but the pointing to I can get them if I just beat them in that last game. And that just doesn't exist right now for the Bills with the Patriots.
The game I remember tipping that was the Dolphins losing at home to Tennessee at night on a Monday night where there were two Monday night games. It was fantasy pressure, the end of the fantasy season, the playoffs, and they lost. It was in week 14. They lost 28-27 to Tennessee and Will Levis. That was the one that gave the Bills some hope.
Yep.
Then they went to Baltimore and lost 56-19. That helped too.
They did win two in between there against the Jets and the Cowboys. Miami did. But yeah, they were vulnerable. Mostly the biggest swing to me, in my view, is that you had that win from earlier in the year in your pocket over Miami, and then you could sweep the head-to-head. And of course, you don't have that with New England
this year.
Right.
Speaking of the Dolphins, Tua Tagovailoa is the league leader, if you will, in interception percentage. Percentage of his passes that have been intercepted, 4.2. In 1979, the league average was 4.6. There were 18 quarterbacks that had a higher interception percentage than 4.2, which is the highest in the NFL right now. Geno Smith is second this year at 3.7. Marcus Mariota third at 3.2. Four quarterbacks in the league now are over 3% interception rate. In 1979, it was 26. There are 28 teams. There are 28 qualifying quarterbacks somehow. I don't know what I've done here to sort that, but I've only got 28. Now, quarterbacks didn't get hurt either in 1979. They didn't get hurt.
Because they didn't run.
And they, that's funny.
And they also threw the ball up for grabs, apparently, often.
Would they try to make tackles
instead
on these
of
plays?
Getting hit? I don't know.
Every team's number one quarterback that year started at least 10 games. Joe Ferguson started all of them, 16, and had a relatively low 3.3% interception rate. His touchdown percent rate was also near the lowest at 3.1, that ranked near the bottom of the league. Roger Staubach, your guy. There was a reason why you liked him.
Roger the Dodger.
He was the best at avoiding picks that year anyway. 2.4.
All right.
He'd fit right in today.
Yes, he would.
And he could run.
And the running. Right. That's right.
Higher than Aaron Rodgers, barely. Lower than Justin Herbert. Staubach that year. You loved him, right?
Yes, I did. And therefore, I loved the Cowboys for a little while when I was a kid because of Roger Staubach, who played at Navy, and my dad had been in the Navy, and it was as simple as that. That's
fine.
Hey, Navy, all right, sure, I'm in.
And kind of everybody knew that about Staubach, right? Like casual fans knew his story. Heisman Trophy,
right.
Went into the Navy, and then a few years later.
Took the league by storm, I guess.
I guess.
Did you see that the Cowboys, this happened, I believe, on Sunday when they were kneeling out the game against the Chiefs. They are doing that Landry, that, you know, that shift the linemen used to do with Dallas back in the day?
Yes.
When they are going for kneel downs, they are doing that.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a hat tip to Landry and those years, which I just love that. Or people don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to do it on the video. I guess I could on the video for the people watching on YouTube or the Twitch. But the linemen, they go up and they get in their stance, and then they just sort of stand up with their hands on their thighs for a moment and then get back in their stance.
It's true, though, that they can't put their hand down.
Right. First. They don't go all the way down. Otherwise, I think they would all be flagged for a false start or something. But, yeah, there is some wiggle room in there where they're doing it legally, and it looks so cool to see it again.
The flex offense, it was called, I think, Dallas.
The defense was the flex defense.
Oh.
So I don't know what the offense was. Mm,
the reflex.
Yeah. But I know I've had a rough day.
All flex.
But I'm pretty sure the defense was the flex defense.
Afflex. Afflex.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Keep going.
I'll stop. Yeah. False starts are starting to make me nuts.
Why is that?
Well, it's always been a stupid thing about football. Like, there being no literal measurement for what constitutes movement. I move my shoulder. Mm-hmm. That could be a penalty or not.
Yeah.
Now you have, all the time, you have right guards. With that little, Baltimore might have invented this, that point, which is like a timing mechanism for the snap. They sort of point, they jerk their arm forward.
That's
not movement. That's right. Okay.
It's like they're calling out a call change or something, like, watch this guy, but it's really just to help the timing of their offense.
Yeah, I think like the snap will be the next beat.
Yeah.
On the road, you see teams do that. That's not movement, though. Pointing is not movement. And the worst is, because there's always been sort of that element of lack of clarity when it came to this rule, like a lot of things in football. The thing now, though, is all the time, the effort offenses are putting into trying to trap the defense into coming across. And there have been a couple of these, I won't remember games, but you see plays where the defense doesn't actually come across, but then the lineman steps back because they think they got him, or they're trying to sell that they got him.
Right.
And then you just get this, you know, conversation about what actually happened. And it's all just kind of like, this is how it's always going. Sort of this cheap attempt to sneak 5 yards, you know, to sort of fake 5 yards.
Yeah.
If I can trick you.
It is such it's such the end. We were talking, was this yesterday with Ross, about the kickers, right? Like how prominent kicking is, how much it matters, and how anti-ethical it is to the sport. I've always felt like this, everything you're talking about right here, like trying to trick, like oh, you move 5 yards, and like we all cheer, ah! Like, what are we doing?
Just play.
Yeah, right. Let him move early. I don't give a crap. Just play, will you, please? I don't need this. It's like a mockery. I don't know. I don't. I felt this way for many, many years. It just makes me crazy. What am I applauding? I got you to jump.
I think it was Sunday night.
I hate it.
In the Denver game where they called, you know, one of these. And they showed, I think it was the Denver game, and they showed the replay, and like, yeah, I don't see anything.
Right.
You can't literally not move at all. Like, there's almost no way to do that. I mean, there's going to be slight movement, but there's some threshold that it has to cross, and no one will ever be able to define that for you. Just basically whether the official on the job that day sees it,
mm-hmm.
or space ref maybe even sees it. And that's, you know, I guess we have to settle. We can't have it perfect.
No.
But now you just have, like we're talking about, more and more teams. I mean, Dawkins had a thing, right, where he was.
He jumped, and then he tried to make it look like he was. He tried to get away with it. He knew he moved, and then he was like, oh, like, was like, no.
I thought, see, we did talk about that. It was in Houston.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe what he was doing was pointing. Because he can get away with the point,
mm-hmm.
but yeah. He moved too.
He moved first and then pointed is what happened, okay, I think. And the point was an attempt to cover up the movement. Like, I think he moved and then tried to, like, I was moving to point.
And I thought he just inadvertently moved. And he wanted to point, right. But he didn't. He knew he couldn't move his leg. And
he did
America's game. America's
right.
game.
Right.
Don't sneeze. With the Super Bowl on the line, because that's the end of that. I mean, you're done. 5 yards. We can't have that. The Sabres are in Philadelphia. Pregame at 6:30. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.